Tonight I would like to say how grateful I am. I've had an experience of just a tremendous lack of confidence. And at the time I can look back and say I know a lot of it had to do with the fact that I was trying to please people. I couldn't quite get the concept of pleasing God. And I think it was partly because I didn't feel I really knew God. And so it was a difficult thing for me. And I remember one day praying over it, and I was reading a book we have for sale in our church. It's Martha Wilcox, Association Addresses. And on page 388, she says this, and this is somewhat of a paraphrase. In Christian Science, we understand God made man and gave him a presence, a certainty, and a position. And man does not desire to get from anyone else, but he draws from infinity. And I remember the first time I read that, I think tears streamed down my face. Those three things that I needed so much, that God gives to each and every one, a presence. Everyone has a presence about them. Is it a peaceful presence? Is it a loving presence? Is it a good presence? If it's from God, it is all those things and more. And then a certainty, not this doubtful, hesitating, or not confident, but a certainty about him. God-given, God gives that certainty. Only with God can you be certain. And then finally, a position. God gives to each and every one of us a position, an important position in this life to carry out his will in some way. And that position cannot be taken away. It cannot be tampered with. It is ours by divine right. And then to think that we draw from infinity. That is so wonderful. We draw from infinity. We can never have too little. And I'm talking about all of these things or anything more. We cannot be lacking in any way because we draw from infinity. Well, I read that, and I read it often, I used it often. Anytime I felt like I had no confidence or insecure, I would think, I draw from infinity, and God gave me those things. He gave me a presence, a position, and a certainty, and nothing could take that away. And this was so healing, and I thank God for Martha Wilcox, and if anyone listening doesn't have that book, they should get it. It is wonderful. I thank God for Mrs. Eddy for giving us this wonderful science that frees us from any limitation.